This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Purposely boutique in size, Connect delivers world-class service and results to their clients. The team has the ability to prioritize every client's business while providing national sales coverage. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
We have the start of the NFL playoffs this weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend. That's how it's now referred to. Games on Saturday, three games Sunday, and of course the first time a wild card game is played on Monday night. Two teams who are not in the playoffs had the most successful video strategy on Facebook this year. Yes, videos posted on the official Facebook sites of the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens were the most viewed videos on the site this season. Of those posted by NFL teams. That's according to Tubular data. Pretty interesting data. There was a big drop from those top two teams to team number three, which was, of course, the Dallas Cowboys. You can see full details of all the data of each team and their respective performance on Facebook in SBJ Unpacks from last night. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 14th. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's ready for the weekend. Let's start with Major League Baseball because we talked on the Buzzcast how Major League Baseball Thursday would make its first labor proposal since locking out players December 2nd. And they did that. And according to multiple reports, the offer didn't excite the union. And it does put the start of spring training at risk. But this is not a surprise. The conversations yesterday, which reportedly lasted about an hour, focused reportedly on the arbitration system, the draft lottery, and draft picks. But there wasn't a concerted discussion or a focused discussion on the major economic issues. Now the league will await the union's response, although some reports had that the two sides are not scheduled to meet again till the last week of January. So, of course, little reason for optimism. It's still early in the negotiations. We know this will come down closer to the deadlines around the start of spring training. That's when you'll see the talks amplify. But talks yesterday certainly led to no reason for optimism or even excitement. But that is labor negotiations 101. Let's move on. You know, I've been thinking that NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman is keeping Quebec City in his back pocket in case the NHL doesn't work out in Arizona, for example, with the Coyotes. You know, there's a relatively new arena in Quebec City. We know of the rabid fan base in that city. Well, nothing seems really imminent, as a meeting with the Quebec government officials and Gary Bettman on Thursday produced little progress in the bid to see the NHL return to the city. Bettman had a virtual meeting with the officials. He said the league is not really in a position to return to the city, and that certainly disappoints fans because, remember, the Quebec Nordiques, they left the city for Colorado in 1995. Fans in that market have been really working hard to bring a team back to that city. There has been a grassroots movement pushing for a franchise to come to the city. There is a good arena option. But right now, the NHL doesn't seem to have any priority or to make it a priority to return to Quebec City. But I do think Quebec City is still an option in Commissioner Bettman's back pocket in case any of his franchises in their local market starts to go sideways or doesn't work out. You know, as Major League Soccer sets its sights to next season, yes, they just finished this season, but there's already enthusiasm for next season. One of the markets that has insiders buzzing is the expansion team Charlotte FC, which is owned by David Tepper and run by Tom Glick and Nick Kelly. Now, the team has been very bullish about its first year projections and has publicly stated its goal of setting an MLS attendance record. Charlotte FC has said they believe they can host more than 74,000 fans at its first home game at Bank of America Stadium. That would break a league record. It would top the current attendance record of more than 73,000 fans that was set by Atlanta United during a 2018 playoff match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Charlotte Charlotte FC's inaugural home game, mark this on your calendar, is March 5th. What's that, a little bit more than 7 weeks away? The front office believes ticket sales are on pace to hit that record mark. The club has already sold more than 50,000 seats. Charlotte FC also feels they can continue to draw fans throughout the season. They hope to average roughly 30,000 fans a game, which would certainly be a high water mark for any MLS team. Nick Kelly, the longtime Anheuser-Busch executive, said this week the team has sold north of 20,000 season tickets already, with more than 2 months to sell before the season opens. So big hopes for soccer for the startup Charlotte FC. A couple of sports sponsorship items to hit on. First, Caesars Sportsbook, getting deeper into college sports. It reached a deal with Michigan State that will see Caesars' name be put on a new premium seating and tailgate areas at Spartan Stadium. Now they become the official sports betting sponsor of Michigan State Athletics. Michigan State is the fourth Power 5 program and the second Big Ten program to land a sponsor in that emerging sportsbook category. So who else has deals? Colorado has a deal, LSU, and Maryland. Our Bill King noted yesterday that Big Ten schools are likely to cash in on this sports betting category because 11 of its 14 schools are in states that have legalized online sports betting. Michigan State did its deal with its multimedia rights holder, Playfly Sports. They facilitated the deal. Michigan State is the second major program that Caesars will sponsor. LSU is the other. I mentioned Colorado and Maryland. They have deals with PointsBet. While we're on the subject of sponsorship, you know, we've talked a lot about how the UFC's business has grown, has continued to grow, especially during COVID. In his SBJ marketing newsletter this week, Terry Lefton reported that the UFC has seen a 34% increase in sponsorship revenue since 2020, a big gain. It has accomplished that growth and is still without some of its largest categories being filled. So in 2022, the UFC has goals on filling the quick service restaurant category, the automotive category, and the insurance category. Those are strong categories. So the UFC is already seeing significant sponsorship growth, and there's room to continue to grow. And I think that shows the strength and appeal of that property. You know, Endeavor's ownership and the leadership of Dana White has really, really made a difference there. But the UFC continues to be a viable vehicle for brands and sponsors. And finally, we end the buzzcast around people. Here's one name. Shaun White told the Wall Street Journal that the Beijing Winter Games will be his last Olympics, and he's looking forward to going into business on his own. So Shaun White will launch a new brand. It'll include snowboards. It'll include clothing and apparel. It's called White Space. And a limited number of the White Space Shaun White snowboards were available on the web to buy starting yesterday. A line of Shaun White White Space outerwear, goggles, and streetwear is set to debut later this year. The company is being launched in partnership with the Park City, Utah-based retailer Backcountry. So Shaun White rubbing his entrepreneurial itch by launching White Space, which will be around snowboards and clothing. So look for that later this year. And that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 14th. Remember, nominations for the 2022 Sports Business Awards will close Tuesday, January 18th. So go to our website, submit your entry, because we'd love to review what innovation and what creativity your organization conducted in the past year. So again, that is your Buzzcast for Friday, January 14th. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the football. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Connect Partnership Group, one of the industry's leading boutique partnership sales and consulting agencies, treats every client as a top priority. The agency's size allows for agility, tailored solutions, and personalized service, all while providing national sales coverage across a multi-market sales team. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.